Well, we'd like to welcome back, actually, to Art in the Air Spotlight. We've had her on before for a more in-depth interview, but it's Chris Acton of Acton Creative, and of course, she will weave us some stories here about things that she's doing, and she has a special project coming up, but I also wanted to update us on all the things that she is doing, her Wednesday little chat that she has on Facebook. Chris, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha,
thank you,
Chris.
So much. So happy to be here. Always good to hang with you guys.
Well, it's always good to hang with you. I don't get to see you as much since you're no longer with the Chestnut Art Center because you're so busy weaving and everything. So,
right? There's a lot of weaving going on. That is for sure, Larry. Yes.
So, well, why don't you first update us on just stuff, what you're doing with Acton Creative and how you're working that out and everything, being out there doing it almost full time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Things are going great, honestly. It's having an online business turns out is I'm very well suited towards it. Don't get me wrong. I love me some people, but just being able to work out of my basement with a camera going, it is a lot of fun. I am in the process of continuing to build my handwoven experience library, which is a collection of short educational videos all geared towards beginning weavers. And I'm over 140 videos at this point, which is awesome.
That's impressive.
So, thank you. You know what? It's been so much fun just to pick one tiny little topic and address it for, you know, 6-7 minutes and then move on and pick a different topic for the next week. It's been really fun. So those come out on Wednesdays. And then Thursday mornings, I do Live at the Loom, which is about a 45-minute live stream that airs on both YouTube and Facebook simultaneously. And it's a blast. I typically have anywhere between 35 and maybe 50 people tune in, but they're all over the world. I have this like international audience now, which is so much fun. I've got, you know, Carrie in Spain and Anne in Cyprus and a couple of my Canadians that are very loyal. And it's just so much fun. And at this point, what's even cooler is that they know each other. So it's really just this wonderful community. And for me, I'm really honored to kind of be building this online community of weavers that are just so generous and supportive and helpful for each other, because the goal for all of us is just to get more weavers in the world because we need them.
We need weavers. Now, you are a product of the OnRamp program from the Indian Arts Commission. Tell us about that experience. I think we may have touched on it before, but I think for people, I think they're still in the enrollment period currently, but yeah, tell us how that helped you get to where you are now.
Yeah, I was part of the original cohort in 2018 of OnRamp, and I didn't really know what I was applying to because it's the first one and I had no idea, but it changed my life. It was a game changer for me. It was really a significant kind of pivotal moment in my career just to have those 3 days of all intensive focus and education and community all about being an artist and building a business, those two things together. And then to be given grant money from the Indian Arts Commission to help give you a push to help with all of the business side of it. It came at a pivotal time in my kind of building my business anyway. So it was wonderful.
So Chris, what is that money earmarked for according to the IAC? What could you use it for? What couldn't you use it for?
Back in 2018, when I received the grant, I had it, I used the money to build a website, which at the time was really important because I was kind of moving out of retail and more into education. So that became a really kind of critical piece for me to start with building this whole online business. So yeah, it was amazing. And then the class that I'm getting ready to talk about is also from the Indiana Arts Commission. They offer a program, I believe it's called Lifelong Learning, is the kind of branch of it. And the idea is that everything in this program is geared towards people that are over 55, which I love because that's kind of organically, those are my people anyways. When I look at my demographic for who's watching my videos and participating, they're all 65-year-old women. I mean, these are my people. So I thought, well, this is great. I love this demographic anyways. So I had applied for this program and it was 3 days of training, and then you put together your proposal for what you wanted to do with that information. And thus came the Let's Throw a Shuttle class, which I'm going to be offering starting in January. So the class is geared towards students that are over 55, and it is a 4-week class, which each session builds on the one before. It starts January 29th from 1 to 3. It's on a Monday afternoon. It's going to be held at Three Moons Fiberworks, my local weaving store, which we love Rebecca and them over there. And then at the end of the 4 weeks, we're going to have a Saturday reception so everyone can kind of show off all the great things that they learned. They can invite friends and family in the community over, and we'll get to talk about the kind of cool things they learned while they were sitting down a loom and throwing a shuttle and doing some weaving.
So with the groundwork set on this thing, is that something that you might now repeat again? I mean, set up again now that you've got it all laid out?
Yeah, I absolutely would. I just think it's such a fun concept. And like I said, that's I love working with that demographic. Honestly, it's my favorite. So it's really, I think it's just going to be so much fun to have the opportunity to present something like this and then, you know, finesse it and do it over and over again. Working with Rebecca, and Rebecca's wonderful. Whatever my idea is, she's like, yes, we'll do it, whatever.
So Chris, how many students can you fit in for that first?
Oh, great question. Thank you, Esther. We have a cap of 8 because of equipment. We basically will set up all of the looms before you get there. So each student gets to sit down and start weaving immediately, which is part of my goal was, because that's how I can hook you. That's, if I can get you throwing a shuttle, I can get you to fall in love with weaving. So that is, so we will take care of all of the setting up the looms ahead of time, and students can just get to the fun part right away.
Sounds great. Well, that's Chris Acton, and Let's Throw a Shuttle, and it's an introduction to weaving for people over 55, sponsored by the Indiana Arts Commission. Find out more about Chris, by the way, at actoncreative.net. Chris, thank you so much for coming back on Art in the Year Spotlight.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.